SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, ratusan sarang lebah di sekitar kota Newcastle di New South Wales akan dimusnahkan dalam beberapa hari mendatang, menurut industri madu lebah, dalam usahanya mencegah penyebaran hama mematikan. Dalam perintah darurat berlaku larangan untuk mentransfer lebah dalam negara bagian setelah tungau Faroa ditemukan di dekat sarang lebah di Port di Newcastle minggu lalu. Berikut ini laporan selengkapnya yang disusun oleh Tina Queen bagi SBS News. Setelah 2 tahun hidup dengan pandemik, mendengar istilah kunci tara, pelacakan, dan pemutus arus penularan tidaklah asing bagi kita. Namun kali ini, istilah-istilah tersebut digunakan untuk parasit yang sangat merusak, namun bukan virus. Hama perusak Faroa, dia biasa dikenal dengan nama tungau Faroa, menyebarkan virus yang dapat melumpuhkan kemampuan lebah untuk terbang, mengumpulkan makanan, dan menyemai. Tungau ini ditemukan pertama kali di Port Newcastle Rabu lalu, di dekat peternak lebah komersil. Sarang yang terkena hama di antara 6 sarang lainnya yang digunakan untuk memonitor biosecurity di Port. Lebih jauh, deteksi akan adanya parasit ini dilakukan pada akhir minggu lalu dalam sarang lebah yang berjarak 10 km dari Port, menyebabkan para petugas biosecurity memperlakukan larangan perpindahan lebah dan sarangnya di seluruh New South Wales. Ratusan sarang lebah di sekitar Newcastle akan dimusnahkan dalam beberapa hari mendatang. Menteri Pertanian negara bagian ini, Dougal Saunders, mengatakan asal hama belum diketahui.
And that's something that I guess will develop over the next days, weeks, and possibly months to determine exactly where the varroa mite came from. At the end of the day, it's not as important as where it came from as to where it's possibly going to, and that's where the lockdown has been necessary to enforce just because of the concern of the possible spread of varroa across the state. So really the focus on the moment is making sure it doesn't get further afield than we hope it already has. And very much we're relying on beekeepers, both commercial and recreational, to be part of that solution.
Tungau Faroa kebanyakan makan dan berkembang biak pada larva lebah madu dan kepompongnya, sehingga mengakibatkan kecacatan dan sering menularkan beberapa virus lainnya. Di Amerika Serikat, sekitar 30% sarang lebah komersil musnah setelah terkena tungau Faroa. Di Selandia Baru, 90% koloni lebah telah hilang akibat tungau ini tidak dicegah. Australia merupakan benua terakhir yang bebas dari parasit setelah deteksi di Queensland dan Victoria segera ditangani. Presiden Asosiasi Petani New South Wales, James Jackson, mengatakan hal ini memberikan keuntungan bagi Australia dalam memerangi tungau Faroa.
It gives us a reasonably significant competitive advantage in terms of managing the bees and managing that pollination effort. So the cost increase, if you like, of managing bees with varroa is significantly high. And those other countries that have tolerated varroa mite becoming endemic, there is a significant cost in maintaining a hunting industry, if you like. So this is another case where, you know, our freedom of disease actually delivers a cheaper food and, you know, a cleaner, greener product because we're not using control methods, you know, to control them.
Apabila wabah tungau Faroa ini menyebar, ini akan berdampak pada seluruh industri pertanian Australia, tidak hanya bagi $70 juta industri madu. Industri almond, berries, apples, dan alpukat merupakan sebagian dari 35 industri pertanian yang bergantung pada penyemaian oleh lebah. James Jackson menjelaskan tanggung jawab secara luas dalam beberapa industri utama.
They serve a very critical part of the pollination activity of a number of our horticultural crops. For instance, the almond industry uses about 240,000 hives every year to pollinate the almond crop. Now, the almond crop is worth far more than the hay crop. And if we don't have sufficient bees, the yields on that almond crop will be compromised. There is no two ways about it. Other insects do pollinate almonds and avocados and these other crops, but they're not near as efficient as the European honeybee. And that will have consequences to the economy broader. So the impacts of this will be significant.
Diharapkan kunci tara ini dapat memberikan kesempatan bagi industri ini mengatasi masalah sebelum musim penyemaian almond dan berry dimulai. Selain itu, parasit yang berada di New South Wales dapat dicegah untuk menyebar, dan isu ini menurut Menteri Saunder telah didiskusikan dengan Menteri Pertanian Federal Murray Watt.
At this stage, we don't have any signs that that's happened, but I have had my first discussion with the new Federal Minister for Agriculture, Murray Watt, which was a really productive one. We're meeting again shortly to continue those discussions, because it isn't just a New South Wales problem. If in fact varroa mite is a concern, it will be a concern for all other states and obviously for the entire country. So we've had our first discussion around how that looks, how the federal government will need to be probably involved in providing some support back to industry. And I think it's also important for other state ag ministers and premiers to be aware of this situation as it could unfold. I mean, we've got the best of the best looking at how we need to contain this right now. But unfortunately, there is no guarantee that we can continue to contain it as we have done.
Ia juga mengkonfirmasi diskusinya dengan Menteri Pertanian Federal termasuk bantuan keuangan bagi para petani lebah di New South Wales.
I'm hopeful that the federal government will be on board with that, and certainly there is a compensation plan as part of a deed that is signed up with the bee industry. I'm not sure exactly how that looks and whether we can look at topping that up. That will be advice that's fed back in from industry itself. But certainly there will be financial support. I'm just not exactly sure how that looks at the moment.
James Jackson dari Asosiasi Petani mengatakan, wabah kali ini merupakan peringatan setelah minggu lalu anggaran negara bagian menaikkan dananya di bidang biosecurity.
The principle, if you like, of this outbreak, I think, reinforces the fact that New South Wales farmers, we did aggressively advocate for that extra $38 million in the New South Wales budget, biosecurity budget, and I think it justifies the fact that we need a bigger spend on biosecurity, but also a smarter spend in terms of building capacity to respond, surveillance, diagnostic capacity, traceability, all these aspects of biosecurity build capacity to make sure that we can keep our agricultural industries free from some of these diseases.
Sebuah pernyataan dari Asosiasi Apiaris New South Wales mengatakan, para petani lebah di seluruh negara bagian tersebut dihimbau untuk melindungi industri ini. Zona biosecurity saat ini, semua sarang tidak diperbolehkan untuk dipindah dan harus memberitahukan kepada Departemen Industri Utama lokasi sarang-sarang mereka. Rencana pemusnahan termasuk sarang dalam radius 10 km dari zona darurat di sekitar daerah yang terserang. Dan pemeriksaan semua sarang koloni lebah dalam radius 25 km dari zona pengawasan. Demikian tadi laporan yang disusun oleh Tina Quinn bagi SBS News.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.